The new member to join the Zimbabwe sports family is the Aero Modeling Federation of Zimbabwe, which aims to promote science education through sport. According to the secretary of the federation, Patrice Chakanyuka, the sport involves introducing participants to the basics of flying. They then are allowed to fly in a competition using remote-controlled model airplanes. Chakanyuka explains.
We are talking of a sport whereby people will be using remote-controlled planes, whereby they will be flying in an open area, where there are no buildings and any other things that can obstruct them from flying.
Chakanyuka tells us what makes up the sport.
Zimbabwe used to have this sport, but it was in the form of a recreational activity. But because now we are affiliated to what we call the Federal Aeronautical International based in Switzerland, now we have revived this to make it a real sporting activity.
Chakanyuka said the sport existed in Zimbabwe way back in a recreational form in Rua, the Aracho grounds, and in Zvarasekwa, but was never really officially recognized. The sport is practiced in over 98 countries, including 3 in Africa, and is governed by the Federation of Aerotic International, FAI, which was formed in 1905 and is its headquarters in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Zimbabwe used to have this sport, but it was in the form of a recreational activity. But because now we are affiliated to what we call the Federal Aeronautical International based in Switzerland, now we have revived this to make it a real sporting activity.
Chakanyuka says his association has applied for land from the city of Harare, adding in the meantime they would use Rua until their petition is approved.
Now registered with the Sports and Recreational Commission. It's only that there is a delay in the issuance of land so that we can fly. But, you know, city councils have got their own bureaucratic way of doing things. But otherwise, people are waiting.
The spokesperson of the Sports and Recreation Commission, Tirivashe Nehembwa, confirmed the new federation has been registered, adding they would be deregistered if they fail to take off according to set rules. Zimbabweans wait to see whether the sport will become a reality, as many such ventures have come and failed. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.